Everyone to our opening session of our 2015 National Conference. We are so delighted to be in New Orleans celebrating our 35th anniversary. I certainly hope you weren't out partying too late last night because we are in for an exciting and very full day. Something's about to happen. I don't know why it isn't. Moving right along.
In honor of this incredible event, Mayor Mitch Landrieu sent this proclamation, which proclaims the week of June 22nd through the 29th, 2015, as Primary Immunodeficiency Week in New Orleans.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly. One of our fabulous IDF volunteers. Yay! And now it's a pleasure to thank Baxalta, the sponsor of this opening session. Anyone from Baxalta? Raise your hands. Thank you very much. Next, I want to recognize all of our sponsors for making the 2015 National Conference possible. We know that we would not be here without their heartfelt commitment. I would like to ask representatives from each company to please stand or raise your hand when your organization is named. Now, first, our silver sponsors. Biotest Pharmaceutical. Anyone from Biotest here? Thank you. Horizon Pharma. Got some Horizon here? IGG America, ASD Healthcare, and U.S. Bioservices. And Sigma Tau Pharmaceuticals. Next, our legacy sponsors who support the conference at the very highest level. Baxalta. CSL Behring. And Grifols. Well, our sponsors have been faithful champions of IDF for many years, and we can't thank them enough. So be sure to visit the exhibit hall to learn more about them, thank them, and also visit our wonderful exhibitors. There's so much to learn there. I also want to recognize and thank companies who have provided additional support for events and items that really enhance the conference and make it such a great experience. So, thank you, Baxalta, CSL Behring, Green Cross, Horizon Pharma, and Sigma Tau Pharmaceuticals. Now, many people would not be here today if it weren't for the generous support from our scholarship sponsors. Thank you for making this conference possible for so many. So let's give a hand for these wonderful supporters. We are incredibly fortunate to have expert presenters who have graciously volunteered their time, and we appreciate their dedication. So our speakers, please stand. Come on, we really appreciate you. Don't be shy. Yay. You're going to learn so much over the next few days from such a world-class faculty. And now it's an honor to recognize our Board of Trustees who oversees the Immune Deficiency Foundation. Come on, board members, let's stand. (Clears throat) and our fabulous medical advisory committee. Come on, where are you? And our amazing nurse advisory committee. All of these volunteers give their time and talents throughout the year. They make this organization possible. Now, this is a fun part. There are more than 1,300 attendees coming from 39 states to this conference this year. And maybe we should have a map up of the world, because we have people from Australia, Belgium, Canada, England, Germany, Israel, Italy, Slovenia, South Korea, Switzerland, and the United Arab Emirates participating. So welcome to New Orleans. And this is kind of a fun part. For how many of you is this your first conference? Please stand up. Come on, come on. Well, there's a lot. You're going to have a great experience. Hopefully you are already. How about your second conference? Stand, raise your hands. Come on, we've got a lot of repeaters here. The third? Come on, the third conference? Fourth? Fourth. How about the fifth conference? Sixth? Seventh, and eighth, those in the eighth. Come on, we got a small group of us. Really, of all the events we do, the National Conference is truly my favorite. It's life-changing, and it's just full of energy. It's the largest gathering of our community in the United States, frankly, in the world. So just look around you and just feel the energy. We're not alone. We're part of, we may be rare, but we're part of a much larger group. So be sure also to visit the IDF exhibit to learn more about our materials and programs. There's always something new at IDF, and there's never time to list all of our resources. So in the early 1980s, we were so thrilled to provide the first educational materials in the world developed specifically for patients and families. Through the years, we've listened to the needs of our community and to produce new resources and programs. So this year, we're happy to release a new children's storybook that addresses the emotional needs of children diagnosed with a primary immunodeficiency. Authored by our own Kathy Antola. A mother of a son with CVID, and beautifully illustrated by a patient with primary immune deficiency, Rebecca Zook. A Zebra Tale chronicles the journey of a young horse who feels different and ultimately finds acceptance when it becomes clear that he is a zebra. A Zebra Tale will be available at the IDF booth, and it's also downloadable. Now, I'd like to ask Kathy and Rebecca to please stand. I hope you like it. It's just amazing. In terms of patient empowerment, now we're going to the high-tech side. We know that keeping track of medical records and managing your health isn't easy. A very complex group of patients in our community, we know that. In response, we've developed IDF EPHR, an electronic personal health record, which also enhances your interactions with healthcare providers. Now, we've heard what you want from an EPHR, and we've created a new system because we know it can make a difference in your lives. We're very grateful to CSL Behring for sponsoring IDF EPHR. And little did we know 35 years ago that something like this could even exist.
Seems like I'm always sick, and keeping track of it can be overwhelming. For me, my EPHR is a way to keep every single piece of paper and all my health information in one place. I can record all my medications and infusions. I can even pull up my infusion log right on my phone. I can enter info about my product, how back in January, I had a nagging cough, and I logged it. It turned out to be wrong, and I was able to tell my doctor exactly when my symptoms started by checking my DPHR. He put me on the antibiotic, and then I added that to my medication list. Now I gotta be on the lookout for that nagging cough. I always used notebooks to keep track of my records, but now my health insurance, my lab results, everything was in my DPHR.
Well, you can keep pretty much everything in your EPHR. And for those of you already tracking health and fitness online, you can sync with Microsoft's Health Vault and even Fitbit, among other programs, and this data automatically appears in your EPHR. It's important to note that our platform exceeds all federal security standards to protect your data. And you can access it all when you need it most, like at your doctor's office, urgent care, or even the emergency room.
I'm proactive when it comes to my son's health, and EPHR is a big part of that. Doctor's appointments go so quickly, so the more details I have about his health, the more productive the visit. If we're going to see an endocrinologist, I have my son's health calendar right there with me. The calendar brings together the information I've entered and shows any patterns in his health. If I'm going to a provider who doesn't know about my son's background, like at an urgent care facility or while I'm on vacation, I just show his own snapshot. It gives an overview of his medical history, so we're not starting from scratch. EPHR has been key to making the most of our time during our visits.
So with EPHR, you can easily show your physician a complete history of everything that has happened since your last appointment. You can print out reports and or have the details right there on your smartphone or tablet. And with that, I'm delighted to announce the launch of the new IDF EPHR app. Yeah, I know you've all been asking for this. So you can download it for free from iTunes or Google Play. And if that isn't enough, you can also use your EPHR to help research.
I was diagnosed with a primary immunodeficiency over 20 years ago, and I've always wanted to be involved in research. Now, I can do it easily. Through my EPHR, I can send it into PI Connect, and now my records are part of the USIDF patient registry. Plus, I also get access to the PI Connect research forum. It's a great opportunity to have conversations with patients and researchers about what's going on in medicine today.
Well, at IDF, we've been collecting data from patient surveys since 1995. We know the power of the patient experience. I can't tell you how proud we are to have received an award from PCORI, the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, to create PI Connect, the IDF patient-powered research network that will transform research for our community. PI Connect combines the patient's experiences from the IDF EPHR with the clinical data of the USIDNet registry and provides a research forum for patients and researchers to communicate. PI Connect has its own governance committee, and a research forum has the physician engagement committee. So this has been a major investment of people's time and effort to make this patient-powered research network a reality. Well, next, we're so fortunate to have Dr. Joe Selby, the executive director of PCORI, to tell us much more about the vision of PCORI and the power of the patient. Dr. Selby obtained his MD degree from Northwestern and a master's in public health at UC Berkeley. He was at Kaiser Permanente for 27 years, including 13 as director of research. He has academic appointments at UC Berkeley, UCSF, and Stanford, and has authored more than 200 peer review articles. He's received numerous honors, and in 2009, he was elected to the Institute of Medicine. In 2011, Dr. Selby became the first executive director of the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute, or PCORI. And it's an honor to have him here this morning. Dr. Selby.